If you're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, Skip Heitzig says you're going to be looking for a long time.
The buzzword today is incompatibility. Well, we are just incompatible. Let me tell you something. Everybody on Earth is incompatible with everybody else on Earth. Oh, no, but that other person that I'm having this allure. No, listen. Just be with them for a period of time, and you'll see all of the flaws that you saw in your other mate or that you have yourself. Everybody has flaws. And getting along is certainly not easy. That's why Ben Franklin had it right when he said, keep your eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards. I think that's good advice.
Make the connection at the foot of the cross. Study the word of God and find the way into his love. And take the time to read, for Jesus took the time.
You've heard the old axiom, sex sells, right? We see it every day, from commercials, to movies, to music, even to video games. Sensual images of sex are selling products every day. In this cacophony of sexual chaos, one could easily miss the whispers of God's Word. However, if you want to really find the true pleasures that this most intimate act of love has to offer, you must tune out the world and tune in to God. Skip Heitzig will explain why God's plan for sex is far better than the commercial world's portrayal of it today here in The Connection. But first, if you want to get your Christmas gifts delivered on time, you need to take advantage of special offers like this one and order today.
On average, people spend about 7.6 hours sleeping, 8.8 hours at work, 2.6 hours in leisure or athletic activities, and 1 hour eating and drinking. When you add in Christmas shopping to that list, whoa, that's a busy schedule. But where does God fit in? Where's the time to read through God's Word? All of God's Word when we're so busy. Well, the Daily God Book by Skip Heitzig provides you with a simple system for going through the entire Bible in just 1 year. It's the perfect Christmas gift for that busy someone in your life. Get the Daily God Book for just $15 when you visit connectionradio.org. Also, look for other great gift ideas, including more books from Skip and his wife, Lenya, Christmas music, DVDs, and more. Find out what's available. Plus, order the Daily God Book by Skip Heitzig for $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888. Find Christmas gifts with true meaning from The Connection. Visit connectionradio.org.
You need to order today to be sure it arrives in time for Christmas. So see what's available and make your purchase today when you visit connectionradio.org. You know, just because sex sells doesn't mean you have to buy. God has a better plan for enjoying sex, and Skip Heitzig will tell us what that plan is in today's lesson. Sex Education, Solomon Style.
And make the connection.
Like all things new, marriage can eventually lose its luster over time. And that's why we need to invest our time and effort in maintaining it. Here's Skip Heitzig to begin today's teaching.
Marriage was given by God to man that mankind might be fulfilled, might blossom. But marriage has a tendency to erode more often than it should. Saturday Evening Post had an article sometime back called The Seven Ages of the Married Cold. It's the reaction of a husband to his wife during their first 7 years of marriage. First year, he says, sugar dumpling, I'm really worried about my baby girl. You've got a bad sniffle and there's no telling about these things with all of this strep going around. I'm putting you in the hospital this afternoon for a general checkup and a good rest. I know the food's lousy, but I'll be bringing your meals in from that gourmet restaurant that you love so much. Second year. Listen, darling, I don't like the sound of that cough. I've called the doctor and asked him to rush over here. Now you go to bed like a good girl, please, just for Papa. third year. Maybe you better lie down, honey. Nothing like a little rest when you feel lousy. I'll bring you something. Have you got any canned soup? Fourth year. Now look, dear, be sensible. After you fed the kids, washed the dishes, and finished the floors, you better lie down. Fifth year. Why don't you take a couple aspirin? Sixth year. I wish you would just gargle or something instead of sitting around all evening barking like a seal. Seventh year. For Pete's sake, stop sneezing. Are you trying to give me pneumonia? Now, men, don't get any ideas from this. This is a relationship that has eroded, as often it does. And when it does, it is not as humorous as what we just read. What's the problem in these relationships? Well, untended relationships. Like a beautiful garden that's meant to grow. Instead, if left untended, the weeds can come in. Weeds of indifference, or even weeds of an affair, weeds of divorce, can choke up that which is meant to be so beautiful, so enticing, so alluring, can become so erosive. It is funny to watch Americans date. It seems like, well, it's very much like politics. You put on all the schmooze before. You fix your hair up. You look the best. You act the best. You're on best behavior. You do all sorts of things. But then what happens? As soon as some couple say, I do, it's sort of like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde happens. And all of that stops. That relationship is left untended. The spark is extinguished. That's why Paul in Ephesians 5 says that marriage, he says, must be nourished and cherished. Those were his words, nourished and cherished to grow strong. Last week we began in chapter 5 talking about sex education Solomon style, and we took the downside of it. We talked about the pursuit of sexual passion, how an affair begins. It begins with a look. It begins with words. They're very enticing. We talked about how ancient cultures dripped with immorality, how modern society gushes with immorality. It's all around us. Then we talked about the pain of sexual promiscuity, the dangerous consequences of an affair, of sex out of marriage, how that you get hurt, your spouse gets hurt, your children get hurt, the church gets hurt, the unbelievers are kept from coming to Christ in many cases, and it hurts the heart of God. Today we want to continue with the upside of the equation, and we want to look at the pattern of sexual pleasure within marriage. And then finally, the path of sexual purity. Now, before we do, I want you to hear something. After the first service last week, we got a phone call. I got one on my answering machine upstairs from a man who had just been at the first service. And he heard what I read at the end from Otis of Wisconsin writing to Ann Landers about how his marriage was broken up. If you were here, you remember that letter. He had gotten out of the service, into his car, was going out of the parking lot, and he called the church, and I wanted you to hear what he said.
Hey, Skip, you are so lucky today. I'm just pulling out of the parking lot here and on the telephone. I almost stood up at the end. You didn't need to read Ann Landers, for I am that guy. I am exactly that guy. I almost stood up and yelled that, please, people, listen to this guy for every single word out, everything he's saying is so true. I was a guy married for 17 years to one of the nicest people on earth, left for a runner-up Miss Texas. Did not see my daughter grow up. My daughter's now 25, going on 14. Tremendous problem. Making $180,000 a year, lost my business. My wife was only interested in my money. Her child was not happy with her stepfather. Same story. Lost my business. Ended up with a failed business that created the tremendous IRS debt. Fought the IRS tooth and nail for 10 years. Won nothing. Except for the fact that I fought them. And won nothing. And came out, won nothing. Just the pain of it. Lost my business. Declared bankruptcy. Now work for a pittance here in Albuquerque. And I think it's so true that God forgives.
He went on to talk about how God has forgiven and restored many things in his life, but just the pain of stepping out of those boundaries. Well, today let's look at the antidote for all of that, shall we? Keeping marriage pure and keeping sex within marriage. Now, I'm going to say some things today that for some reason some people would think shouldn't come from a pulpit. After all, you know, sex and church, they don't mix, right? I think the one place it ought to be spoken from is the pulpit. We ought to bring it back from Beavis and Bonehead. After all, it was God's idea. And God meant it to delight, but it has been that which destroys. Let's look at the pattern of sexual pleasure. Beginning in verse 15, his admonition to his son, drink water from your own cistern and running waters from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a gracious or graceful doe, let her breasts satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Solomon compares married love to drinking from a fresh water well or water collected in a cistern. And he compares a sexual immorality to drinking polluted water from a sewer. One will destroy or has the potential to, and the other will delight. One is a river and the other is a swamp. And so let's look at it. The pattern of sexual pleasure. Now, I've sort of summed up the pattern in two words. Monogamy and enjoyment. Monogamy and enjoyment. Keep it singular, that's monogamy, and then keep it hot. Keep it hot, the enjoyment factor. Let's look down at verse 18. He says, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with, notice, the wife of your youth. That is the one you were married to when you were young and still are married to. It's clear in the scripture and it's intimated here that God's pattern is a one man, one woman relationship for one lifetime. Now, I know it doesn't always happen that way. And there are factors that are extenuating and things can happen. But that is God's original design. One man, one woman for a lifetime. The other night, I was watching some late night show, some psychologist interviewing two guys who were talking about dating. They were probably around 40 years old. They sounded 16. They talked about, well, you know, we've been dating for a few months, but I don't know if I can make a commitment. And they're talking about all of their short-term dating relationships. They're in their 40s now, and they could not and would not make any kind of lifelong commitment. And one would ask, why is that so prevalent today? Why are there so many short-term commitments? Today we measure commitment in microseconds. And there's no lifelong relationship. Well, it's easy to see. Look around and you see that one out of every two divorces or marriages end up in the divorce court. And so people are really gun-shy of getting married because of divorce possibilities. When in this society, when you talk about one man, one woman for one lifetime, some people think you're extraterrestrial. You are weird. That is so outmoded. They say, look, that's even unreal. That's unrealistic. As I was listening to these two gentlemen being interviewed, there was something that was constantly recurring in their conversation. They were talking about their plans, their wants, their needs. That is the reason why you have very few long-term committed relationships. Self-centeredness destroys them. What's in it for me? It's always what I will get out of something. It used to be years ago that the first thing young people thought of when getting out of high school, going into college, or getting out of college was getting married. Today it's the last thing. It's last on their list. Now, I am certainly not saying that monogamous, lifelong relationships have no problems. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, oftentimes that's when many problems begin. Because you are now in a relationship with somebody who is as imperfect as you are, and you are called to get along. And you see all of their imperfections, and I would say you see all of your imperfections. You thought you were so warm, so easygoing, so easy to get along with. Ha! Now you have somebody living next to you, telling you the truth about yourself, and it's not that easy. But you don't run from it, just because it's not easy. That's what hones you. That's what takes off the rough edges in your life. The buzzword today is incompatibility. Wow, we are just incompatible. Let me tell you something. Everybody on earth is incompatible with everybody else on earth. Oh, no, but that other person that I'm having this allure. No, listen. Just be with them for a period of time, and you'll see all of the flaws that you saw in your other mate or that you have yourself. Everybody has flaws. And getting along is certainly not easy. That's why Ben Franklin had it right when he said, keep your eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards. I think that's good advice. But the pattern for sexual pleasure is clearly, unmistakably, within the parameters of marriage. And guess what? It's more enjoyable. Two researchers from the Family Life Seminars concluded that Christians generally experience a higher degree of sexual enjoyment than non-Christians. Citing from a Red Book article published entitled Sexual Pleasure Survey, showing the preferences of 100,000 women, the article said, quote, sexual satisfaction is related significantly to religious belief. With notable consistency, the greater the intensity of a woman's religious convictions, the likelier she is to be highly satisfied with the sexual pleasures of marriage. Now, God's intentions are simple. God's intentions are stay pure until marriage and stay married until dead. That's God's underlying original intention. Now, again, I realize that is not always possible. I realize that a spouse may go out on you or leave you. There's all sorts of factors that can cause breakup of marriages. But I am speaking specifically to a trend today that is very popular. It's called living together. It's not even winked at. Oh, yeah, well, we're just living together. We're trying it out first. Since 1970, the number of Americans living together, it's increased 400%. That is become the norm, living together. However, two sociologists in a recent study showed that people who live together first are more apt to fail at their marriage than people who live together after they say their vows. One article said, studies show, based on 50 years of data, 50 years is a long time to study something, that couples who live together before marriage have a 50% greater chance of divorce than those who don't. Those who cohabit also have a less satisfying and more unstable marriage. Why? The researchers have found that those who live together later regretted having violated their moral standards and felt a loss of personal freedom to exit out the back door. Furthermore, and in keeping with the theme of marital bonding, they have stolen a level of intimacy that is not warranted at that point, nor has it been validated by the degree of commitment to one another. I found an interesting phrase in that little article. They have stolen a level of intimacy. They have stolen a level of intimacy. You say, why is that so interesting? It's in light of what Proverbs says about marital intimacy. Would you turn over to Proverbs 9 for just a moment? Keep your finger here, we'll be back. Look at Proverbs 9. Same context, same stuff he's speaking about. Intimacy, sex and marriage. In verse 17 of chapter 9, he talks about it out of marriage. Stolen water is sweet. Now remember, the article said they have stolen a level of intimacy. Here Solomon says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. but he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. Living together is immoral. It is a violation of God's law. It undermines a marriage relationship and can often lead in divorce. The Bible says it, and the researchers will say amen to it. So, the pattern of sexual pleasure is a lifelong relationship, a monogamous relationship. Secondly, enjoyment. Look back at verse 18. Let's begin in verse 15. I love the way it's put. Drink water from your own cistern. Running water from your own well speaks of refreshment, enjoyment. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. The word rejoice is the Hebrew word samach. It means to brighten up. To brighten up. And it could be translated to make cheerful or glad or joyful. Solomon wrote again in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9, live joyfully with a wife to whom you love all the days of your life. Last Sunday, right before this service, second service, a man walked up to me and shook my hand and he said, you don't know me, but my wife and her are visiting from the East today. We hear you the last couple years when you speak at the Billy Graham Training Center, The Cove. We hear you on the radio back there, and we thought that we'd come and visit you today. I said, well, that's a long visit. He says, well, we had our honeymoon in Santa Fe years ago, 45 years ago to be exact, and today is our wedding anniversary. We're married 45 years, and I thought I'd take her on a second honeymoon to Santa Fe. And so after our time together yesterday and last night, we thought we would come and have church here this morning. And I thought, there's a guy who enjoys his marriage. Now, rejoice with the wife of your youth. It means more than sexual enjoyment, though we'll get into that in a minute. I think it means, first of all, to enjoy each other's company. To enjoy each other's company. Now, the context here is the bliss of sex in marriage. But the bliss of sex in marriage begins way before 10 p.m. Somebody once said, if you want to have an energized sex life in marriage, try a little tenderness the other 23 and a half hours of the day. You enjoy each other's company. You enjoy being with each other during the day as much as you can. Intimacy begins with harmony.
The kind of love the Bible talks about is what everyone desires, but it's rarely found when we follow the formula offered by this world. If you want to avoid a Chernobyl meltdown in your own life, find satisfaction in your wife or husband. It's there that passion can burn brightly without fear or reservation. Well, we're going to have to wrap up our time for today, but before we go, we have some great gift ideas for Christmas, but you need to get your order in today to ensure having it in time for Christmas.
We want tighter border controls. And of course, we all want to keep our home safe. And yet, no one seems to mind it when the jolly guy in the red suit crosses borders and enters homes at night. Despite that seasonal exception, security is important to us. Learn how we can be spiritually secure in Skip Heitzig's book, Homeland Security. Plus, you can also discover how to make your mark in this life as a Christian with Skip's book, Godprint. Get both books this Christmas season for just $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888. And with any purchase of $25 or more from The Connection, you'll receive a free copy of the Royal Road of Love booklet and CD from Skip Heitzig. Is there a way to enjoy true security? How can Christians impact their culture? Explore what the Bible says about these issues with Skip Heitzig in Homeland Security and Godprint. Get both books for just $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888.
So see what else we have available when you visit connectionradio.org. And be sure to get an order in today to ensure its arrival in time for Christmas. And for a copy of today's teaching, Sex Education Solomon Style, our website is just a couple of mouse clicks away at connectionradio.org. You'll find today's message available on CD for just $6, along with several special offers we currently have for the Christmas season. So whether you'd like a copy of today's message or just looking for a gift, I hope you'll take the time to contact us today by visiting us on the web at connectionradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-922-1888.
You can also place an order or ask for a copy of our special holiday resource catalog when you write us at P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199.
And make the connection.
I hope the information Skip's been sharing on this topic has been helpful. And be sure to join us again next time as we conclude the message, Sex Education, Solomon Style, here on The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.